Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey guys, it's Elena.
And it's Candace.
And you're listening to Cousins on Crime.
Like I said, Candace.
Candace?
Was sold.
One time when I was a teenager, I had a friend that I could tell he would look at me like I was odd. And he's like, why do you say your S's like this?
What?
And I was like,
you've
listen.
Never said your S's like that.
I was like, I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about.
He's high. That child was high.
I was like, well, you know what? This is the way God made me.
I mean,
so.
He was flirting with you, Elena.
No, he did not like the way I spoke.
That's
really
weird.
I was irritating to him.
Okay.
But that's okay. You know what? That's okay because.
What's his name? Say his name.
Lance. Lance.
Lance?
Not our cousin.
No.
You know who I'm talking
about. I know
about.
Exactly who you're talking about. Mm-hmm. L.L. Bean.
That's right.
Anyways, forget him.
Yeah.
Enough about him. What's going on with you?
Oh, you know, sending Chase to public school and...
Oh, really?
Yeah. That it's really exciting around our house.
Is it?
Yes. He is.
I mean, he is a social butterfly.
Oh, he's gonna fly.
He's gonna fly high.
He's already loving it. Like the first orientation day, he was on cloud nine.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
He's gonna be beating those girls off with a stick.
Girl.
They're gonna be lining up at his locker.
Yeah. The first day, one of his friends that he already knows from church was like, hey, my friend wants your number.
Oh, my gosh. And right off the bat.
Yeah. And he was like, what? Tell them, no, I'm not. I don't want a girlfriend. And I was like, oh, buddy, this is just a glimpse.
Oh, my goodness.
He's such a cutie.
He is real cute. Super cute.
Yeah.
Well, Godspeed to you.
Thank you.
Because... I just shared with you what happened in my daughter's first grade class today.
Right.
And I don't want to deal with that. And you're dealing with teenage stuff.
Yeah.
And I don't even know.
Just put your head in the sand.
I don't know what I'm going to do.
You'll do the right thing.
Oh, Lord.
You've already made the first step to make it right.
Well, yes, it's getting into this routine is mm-hmm. feels really good because I can get started with work at like 7:15 in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
And then
it's quiet around
here.
It's
so quiet. I can mm-hmm. get a lot done. And then I can even be like, I've put in my hours for the day. But yeah, no, it's nice and it's weird.
Yeah.
But back to school, I hope everybody's kids are doing good.
Yeah.
And getting on.
If you already have funny stories, send them in. Because,
yeah.
I mean, yeah, there's going to be stories
to
tell.
There's going to be stories, yeah. Well, let's hear about some true crime.
True crime stories, not school stories?
Well, we've been watching the Lindsay Clancy trial.
Right.
And I've got people begging us to do an episode on it.
Okay.
What did you think of today? So the prosecution rested mm-hmm. as of Monday. This is being recorded on Monday. And then the defense put on a few witnesses today. Pretty underwhelming. They went very quickly, which I expected. I expected the defense to be short and sweet.
Yeah.
The prosecution had a real beef with the whole intent to commit suicide thing.
Yes.
And so that's been a point of contention between them. And today that he put a ER doctor on the stand to kind of speak to the fact that her injuries were real.
Right. And deeper than just, I mean, yes, there were some superficial, but deeper than just a scrape.
Right. And she had hypothermia, which I didn't realize. I mean, her body temp was 82 degrees, so that checks, but it's just crazy. It's crazy.
There are a lot of theories going on out there and a lot of rumors, and we definitely should do a whole episode talking about it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we may wait till everything's, you know, fleshed out with her, with the verdict and all of that, just to kind of speak on it.
But yeah, this is what I've been waiting for in the trial is the defense to do their thing. And yeah, it's the beginning of people she knows and speaking on her character and kind of what she was going through in life, because these are people who are close to her, her mom, her sister, a friend. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah,
although that first one, mm-hmm. I kind of thought it was kind of weird because she was just a work friend who didn't really talk to her after she had the last baby.
Well, I think the defense already wanted to call her, like she was on the list. Okay. And I think she was just ready to, like, she kept messaging into the or contacting the attorney saying, like, I'm ready and when can I go kind of thing. Okay. And so I think.
So she threw her hat in the ring.
Yeah. I think from what I gathered, something was said about that she was eager to just get it done. So.
Okay. That makes sense. So she may have been in a different position on the witness list, but, I think what's so interesting is that do you remember hearing about this case a couple years ago or however long it was? Yeah, see, me too. Mm-hmm. I remember thinking, my God, another freaking psycho killed their kids. And I wasn't following all the pretrial stuff because a lot of it was she was not okay.
No.
When she was, you know, after she was hospitalized and recovered from her injuries. And I mean, she was very suicidal.
Yes.
She was under suicide watch and, you know, all her preliminary hearings and all of that stuff. She was in like behind glass and, you know, it's just she was not okay. So I just thought this woman is a nutso, like. Absolutely off her rocker.
Of course, that's what the media does. I mean, yeah. They want you to think the wildest things about people.
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
And so when the trial started, I wasn't going to watch it. It was only until like day maybe 5 or 6 that I was like, what? Hang on, what?
Mm-hmm.
So I started hearing these reports of things that were the prosecution was bringing up in trial. And I was confused as to why they would be presenting this evidence because it made someone else look bad.
Hmm.
Her husband.
Right.
And so I went back and I was rewatching the first couple days of trial and I was just confused at some of the prosecution's quote unquote evidence. I listened to her opening statement. She's painting Lindsay as a manipulative shrew who, you know, controlled everything. And that's just the CEO of a household.
Well,
that's just somebody running a house.
That's a great point. Yeah. And what I think is interesting is how she painted her in that opening statement. And then
did nothing.
But the people who she's brought up on the stand is, it's painting a whole different picture.
Yeah.
It's showing that she cared, that
she was a great
mom.
She
loved her kids. Yeah. Anyway,
but I think this is a really interesting one because we've watched a lot of trials, Lena, you and I, and I think we get so much information up front in those pretrial hearings and in those reports shortly after, you know, the investigative reports that start coming out. And this is just has such a different vibe. Mm-hmm. So it's very confusing. And it's very telling that so many women around the world are wrapping their arms around this woman and saying, you know, me too.
And there's so many influencers out there that are, they either, like you said, want to wrap their arms around her and console her. And then there's people that are mad
or burn her at the stake.
There's people that are upset that there's people that want to console her.
Yeah.
Because how could you want to console this woman who killed her three kids? And there's that aspect. And then there's the aspect of she needed help. And she begged for help.
She begged.
And the help she got was not help at all.
Yeah. And I love when the prosecution is like, you know, well, did she say, did she act like she was, you know, she didn't act, I mean, she was at the birthday party. She was fine. I'm sorry, but that's a mom.
Yeah.
You put everybody else first.
Yeah.
And she did. She did advocate for herself. So it's hard. And, you know, someone who's, you know, gone through so much to have kids, I take great exception to people who kill their kids.
Right.
But I also experienced a lot of what she experienced, you know, not the psychosis and not the feeling like I was going to harm my kids, but I felt like I was going to do something that would harm them. So like,
On accident,
yes. And I told Daniel that, and I thought, oh, I don't like the way that sounds, you know, like, and I was like, this is what I mean. And so I fell down the stairs. I was so anxious she was going to get hurt that I took her from him at the top of the stairs. We were viewing a home, and we were at the top of the stairs, and I took the car seat from him because I was like, no, let me carry her.
Oh,
yeah. And then I ended up falling down the stairs.
Yeah.
And proving
to yourself that you can't control everything.
Well, proving to myself that not even I can keep her safe.
Mm.
And that scared me even more.
Right.
So I sympathize with her, and it's so terrible. And all of that, and the babies are gone. They're just gone.
Yeah.
They're gone.
Yeah.
And it's just so, so bad. It just makes me want to.
Well, and then there's all the armchair detectives, web sleuths that have a whole nother idea of what happened, despite the mental instability and hormone changes that Lindsay was going through. There's a whole nother theory. And so anyway, we can have a whole nother episode.
Yeah,
about
I think
all
we
of that.
Should, because there's a lot there.
Yeah,
there's a lot there. And I've been building out the timeline, which is really what should be of interest to everyone. That's really right. What should be of interest to the jury is the timeline.
And because like you said, we have so much information coming in. It's like, okay, what time was that? And how did she talk to them whenever she was here? And so, yes,
yeah.
That would be really good to sit and kind of just explain everything step by step. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad you're doing that.
Yeah. So, well, all of that to say, what story do you want to tell us?
So this story is completely different than what we just
discussed.
Okay,
well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's great.
And hopefully you've stuck around to this point.
Everyone's like, bye.
to actually hear what we're here to talk about. Today, we're going to 1981.
All right.
You ready?
Yep.
Okay. So Beverly Bruneau was 35 years old in 1981. She was living in an apartment in Grapevine, Texas.
Really?
She worked as a flight attendant for Braniff Airlines, based out of DFW Airport.
Don't remember that airline.
I don't either. They're not around anymore. Yep. But they were a tight-knit, close family, basically. I mean, they were co-workers, but family.
Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This Monday.com ad was created by a team of people and AI agents. The agents wrote the copy and managed the timelines, while our human creative director made sure it all made sense. Easy. Create your own AI agent today on Monday.com.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, before your Q3 call, I've got the campaign brief ready, built from last quarter's data and the competitive landscape.
Great. Did you include the differentiation angle the CMO asked for?
Already in there. Three angles no competitor's using right now. Just need your approval.
Approved. Thanks. Oh, agents, where would we be without you?
Somewhere with a lot more tabs open.
Create your first Monday agent in minutes at Monday.com.
Her nickname was Casey, and I believe that nickname was given to her from a niece. For the sake of her given name and the story, I'm going to call her Beverly.
Okay. Beverly.
Bev. Her best friend was Thelma.
Oh my gosh, Beverly and Thelma, stop.
I know.
I love it.
Thelma worked for Braniff as well. The two of them bought a house together in Dallas. And there was a provision in the mortgage agreement that if either one of them got married, that she would be responsible. She would still be responsible for her part of the mortgage payment.
Like they would stay there and still...
Not necessarily stay there. I mean, they could if they wanted, I guess, if that was later agreed upon, but it wasn't like you could just move out with your husband in a different place and just leave them high and dry.
Okay, I was thinking the opposite. Like you would move your husband in and be like, you need to go somewhere else, but you're still responsible for paying the mortgage. That's kind of what I thought you meant.
No, so like if...
But no, your thing makes way more sense.
Yeah, so if one gets married, they go off and live with their husband. Mm-hmm. But they still have to keep helping the other person pay for the mortgage.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. They both signed the agreement. They agreed on it.
That's kind of a cool clause. I mean, it's like two singles and they're like, wait a minute, what if we get dudes?
I know. And they had their future in mind.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And so you have to think about these things. What if? It's not like you put all your eggs in this basket and you're like, now what? So they were thinking things through.
Yeah.
And I don't know, maybe the mortgage company helped them think that through.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Good point.
But the two of them were dating men who also worked for Braniff. Thelma was the first to get married. And she met Larry Dean Brown, a seemingly prestigious man, a decorated pilot in the Navy.
Excuse me.
He served in the Vietnam War and flew in more than 100 combat missions.
Oh.
When he left the Navy, he became a pilot and flight engineer for Braniff.
What do you think that he's doing while he's flying these commercial flights? Do you think he's like looking out as rear view mirrors. I mean, I know planes don't rear view mirrors, but when you've done so many combat flights, right. I mean, do you, can you just relax and be like, okay, we'll be in Vegas and
yeah. Was know. This like what he gets? Wow. It's how do you transition right. from that to that? Okay. I don't know.
You're Candace. Like, okay, Candace, just,
we can ask him maybe one day.
Okay.
Maybe.
All right.
We'll see. We'll talk about we'll it here see. In a little bit.
Oh, ominous.
When Thelma and Larry got married, they bought a house in Grapevine, and Thelma still made good on her responsibility of paying her part of the mortgage.
Aww.
Beverly was really doing it. I mean, she was successful, living on her own. She had a good job, being independent, not rushing life, just living.
Mm-hmm.
November of 1980, Beverly's Dallas home caught fire.
Oh, no.
When she was gone on a work trip when it caught on fire. Man. The firefighters arrived and were able to extinguish the fire, but somehow the fire started up again
what?
Later in the day.
Was it a trick candle?
What? Right?
Was it later in the day, like they'd already gone home?
Well, from the reports that I read, that's what I understood. Like they got the fire out, and then later in the evening, the fire oh sparked God. Up again. So,
and she was still gone?
She was still gone.
Oh.
By the second time of extinguishing the fire, it was a big loss. Beverly moved to her boyfriend's apartment in Grapevine. You know, where else was she going to go?
Well, luckily she had that option.
After 4 months of living together, February 13th of 1981, Beverly's boyfriend, 36-year-old Leo Bailey, was trying to get a hold of her all throughout the day. She was supposed to be at home. She was not working. He called her and she was not answering. Now, this is the 80s,
mm-hmm.
where it wasn't easy to get a hold of, you know, just call and get a hold of someone.
Yeah.
But he knew that Beverly was supposed to be home. So why was she not answering?
And I think, like, back in that day, we planned our day by letting people know what we were doing, because we didn't have that. We never did have that
luxury
mm-hmm. of a cell phone. So we were always saying, okay, I'm going to run to Marshall's, I'm going to run here and here, and I should be home this afternoon.
Yeah.
Because we never, I mean, that's just how life was.
That's a great point.
Yeah. So, I mean, we do talk about this often, like pre-cell phone
yeah.
life, but
it's like you had an expectation.
You still had predictable behaviors.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. Now, Leo, he drove to the apartment, arriving home at 3 p.m. after work. The door was unlocked, so he let himself in. I mean, he had a key anyways, mm-hmm. but the door was closed, but unlocked. Imagine his panic when he saw Beverly lying on the living room floor between the sofa and the armchair. She had an electrical cord wrapped around her neck.
Oh, my God.
She had blood on her face and on her nightgown. Oh. He immediately called the police. And actually, a neighbor that lived across the way from them heard him scream, "Oh, God, call the police, call the police."
Oh, my God.
And that was not long just before the police arrived.
Mm-hmm.
It was obvious to investigators that Beverly fought for her life. There were several areas in the apartment that they found spots of blood. Beverly had several injuries on her body. They found smudges of blood in the kitchen sink.
Oh.
Investigators determined that morning, Beverly made herself a light breakfast and sat down to address some Valentine's cards.
You know, Beverly.
It's February 13th. Tomorrow's Valentine's.
What a cute woman.
I know. And so I imagine that as she's eating breakfast, about to write out her Valentine's, her and Leo were having breakfast together before he leaves to go to work. And mm-hmm. so surely they discussed their plans yeah. for the day, like you mentioned a while ago. So they eat breakfast, and Leo, he left for work early that morning. And honestly, I don't know if he actually ate with her. That's what I'm imagining in my mind. So this was the last time that Leo talked to Beverly. She was still in her nightgown when he left for work. Yeah. When police arrived, Leo was in a state of shock, as you could imagine.
Mm-hmm.
The medical examiner determined the cause of death was strangulation, and tests confirmed that she had not been sexually assaulted.
Okay.
So what was the motive?
What is all this about?
Right. Abrasions covered her arms and legs. They immediately wanted to talk to Thelma. They already had Leo there. So the next closest person to her was Thelma. Mm-hmm. I believe her family lived in a different state.
Oh, okay.
So Thelma being her best friend and co-mortgage owner. Right. But they had to wait because Thelma was working.
Oh, so she was
on a work trip.
Okay.
Yeah. And so that was an automatic alibi for her. Mm-hmm. Like, if she was to be a suspect, she couldn't have been involved. So Beverly's boyfriend was working. They determined that. The time of death was mid-morning time. Mm-hmm. Police estimated that she had been dead for at least 6 hours.
Oh, God.
By the time she was found. So his alibi checked out. They had him take a lie detector and he passed.
Oh, it kills me when people find their loved one in that state.
I know. And then they are suspected when they had nothing to do about
it. That's just an image he'll never. Ugh.
So they had gone to Thelma's house looking for her.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when they found Larry. Larry answered the door and he's like, Thelma's not here. She's at work. And they asked to come in and ask questions, see if he knew anything, surely they're best friends.
Yeah.
And so he admitted that he and Beverly had some dealings. I mean, they had arguments just days before her death regarding the insurance paperwork and the mortgage agreement because of the fire to the house.
Mm-hmm.
He was trying to take on that business for Thelma, I guess, because maybe he knew more of what to do. I don't know.
Okay.
But we'll get into it here in a little bit. He didn't have much more to tell them. I mean, everything that they asked him, he just kind of said the same answer. Like, he was like, I don't know. This is all I can tell you. Around this time, in 1981 time frame, is in the same surrounding area, there were other murders and assaults that had happened.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This Monday.com ad was created by a team of people and AI agents. Reese, our content agent, wrote the copy based on our best practices, like mentioning Monday.com 3 times. That was the second. Johnny, our coordination agent, built the timeline and kept everyone aligned. Olivia, our human creative director, stayed in the loop because agents are great, but they don't always know when a joke lands. She had one note: tell listeners it only takes minutes to build an agent. So, minutes. Create your own AI agent today on Monday.com.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love, with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This Monday.com ad was created by a team of people and AI agents. The agents wrote the copy and managed the timelines, while our human creative director made sure it all made sense. Easy. Create your own AI agent today on Monday.com.
One suspect on their list was a man named Donald Wayne Hemphill. He was suspected in another case that they called the Lipstick Murder.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
And hey, maybe we'll get into that one.
His name sounded a little familiar.
Yeah. So this was the case of Deborah Martinson. Okay. Anyway, so after all, Donald Hemphill's wife had lived in Grapevine, and he had a couple of other run-ins with the law in the vicinity. So maybe it was him. But Beverly was not sexually assaulted.
Mm-hmm.
Was that his MO? But the similarities was that in Deborah Martinson's case and Beverly's, they both were strangled.
Okay. I mean, it like the area, the time frame.
Yeah, there's similarities there. But Grapevine investigators could not shake the notion that Beverly knew her killer and let him in the apartment that morning, since there was no signs of forced entry. Without anything to go on and no other leads, they didn't know what else to do. Beverly's family would end up burying Beverly in Minneapolis, where she lived before she moved to Dallas 16 years prior.
Oh, wow.
And they buried her without knowing who killed her.
That's so tough.
The case went cold for 45 years.
I did not expect you to say that.
Yeah. It's reported that Dallas had 320 murders in 1980 alone.
Good Lord.
In 1981, it was looking at a similar turnout. It's also reported that 90% of the murders were solved or cleared, and they were proud of that standing. Mm-hmm. That, you know, 90%,
given the time, you know,
exactly. Exactly. Beverly's would be one that wouldn't be so easy to solve, though, at the time. But recently, in 2025, a new investigator, a Grapevine police detective, started digging into the case. They really wanted to solve it and get justice. It had been way too long.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone she was close to was investigated again, whether directly or surreptitiously.
Oh.
They found the mortgage agreement between Thelma and Beverly, as well as reports from Beverly's mother that Larry Brown, Thelma's husband, had been forceful with Beverly about getting Thelma out of the agreement, amongst other financial issues, which we'll get into. The new detective could not shake the feeling that he got when he read the reports on Larry Brown.
Mm-hmm.
And he wasn't going to let it go.
Right.
When Larry was questioned back in 1981, they reported him as being evasive.
Mm-hmm.
Like, at first he was up front, but the more questions they asked, he just wasn't giving anything.
Hmm.
He had a fresh wound on his hand.
Oh, go on.
Really, it was just a small wound. It was just under his right thumbnail, like a gash in his, like a flap open in his skin.
Ew.
I don't know. It was small, but nonetheless, it was significant.
Mm-hmm.
Larry explained that he hurt himself while working on a construction site. He refused to let them photograph his hand and to let them get fingerprints, and he refused a polygraph. So seems like he's got something to hide for sure.
Oh yeah.
In 2010, with advanced DNA testing, they sent Beverly's blood-stained nightgown, which they still had all these years, to be tested at the University of North Texas Laboratory.
Okay.
Lo and behold, a full DNA profile from an unknown male was captured. So it wasn't just her DNA.
Mm-hmm.
This profile was uploaded to CODIS, but there was no match in the system.
Well,
surprise or no surprise?
Yeah, no surprise there.
The detective knew that he had to get a hold of Larry's DNA, but he also knew that Larry was not going to just offer it up.
No, I'd be hiding in the bushes next to a trash can.
Well, and that's pretty much what they did.
Yeah.
They found that Larry moved to Colorado in 1988.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So Larry went to law school.
Really?
And became an attorney.
Interesting.
And moved to Colorado, where he practiced law in Lakewood. He had a long career, actually, being a lawyer, focusing on financial struggles like bankruptcy and estate planning.
Well,
he had some...
he had experience in that department.
Exactly. So just this year, the Grapevine detective called in a favor from the Larimer Sheriff's County.
He said, can you guys hide in the bushes next to a trash can?
That's exactly what he did. He's like, I'm going to need your help. So he said, we need this covert DNA sample from Larry Brown. Investigators in Colorado waited for the next trash day at Larry's house. And when no one was looking, they grabbed two soda bottles and a barbecue sauce bottle.
Okay.
From his trash bin.
And barbecue. They,
yeah, barbecue in Colorado. How good is that? I don't know.
Well, he was missing Texas.
I'd say. So they sent it off for testing. The results came back on May 28th of 2026.
Nice.
26.
So recently.
Not long ago. So Larry could not be excluded.
Gotta love that. Abandoned property.
Exactly.
Love it.
So yeah, if you did not know, once you throw away your trash, it's considered abandoned property and that's anybody right. can take it.
Anyone can have it. You set out a old rocking chair at the curb. That is up for grabs.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that I recently picked up a rocking chair off of the curb in South Lake.
Which is close to Grapevine.
But, you know.
You may or may not have.
I maybe did.
Okay.
Okay. But that was abandoned property.
Absolutely.
So.
Quick side note. There was a video of these two women who, they were on video picking up these bicycles off of the street on the sidewalk where you normally put trash.
Yes.
And they're like just putting it in the back of their truck. And people were like, I know you probably thought this was trash, but can you
return our bikes?
Can you return? Our kids left their bikes in the wrong place.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Anyway. That's so yes, funny. It wasn't trash. That's
sorry. How they got Koberger, dude. They went through his trash.
That's right.
His parents' trash. His mommy and daddy's trash.
You think you're so slick, right?
Stupid idiot. Oh.
So, yes, he could not be excluded as a contributor to the male DNA from the nightgown.
Okay. Well, that's a problem that's for you, important. Larry.
Right.
Explain.
So this is the key that would help solve this case and bring down a murderer that was right under the investigators' noses for 45 years or 45 years ago.
Yeah. Was he still married to Thelma?
So that I dug
not clear.
And dug and dug and dug.
She may have just kept a low profile.
They had to have.
Or ditched him.
I don't know. So I was digging on Facebook. I was like all over the place trying to find their personal information. And the only thing I could find was a comment of someone who knows Beverly. And that said, yes, Thelma is still alive and she was still married to Larry.
Oh, okay.
That's the only comment that I've seen. No reports. Maybe I'm just not looking in the right place, but it'll come out.
Yeah.
We'll get the information.
Yeah.
So June 8th of 2026, at 79 years old, Larry was arrested and charged with Beverly's murder. He was 34 years old at the time of the murder. He was sent back to Texas to face justice and was indicted on June 29th.
Big mistake, dude. Big mistake.
Oh, man. So, yeah, just June 29th, he was indicted. We know how long the process takes.
Yeah.
He was at one point at the beginning being held on a $2 million bond in Tarrant County at the Tarrant County Correction Center. However, his attorney, Brian Hohler, filed a motion which was granted to reduce his bond and Larry was released.
What?
On bond. That following Monday.
I'm sorry, no. I am so sorry. this guy has gotten to live his entire life, mm-hmm. go to law school, mm-hmm. establish a whole new career, move, mm-hmm. do what he wants all this time.
Yeah.
It's over for you, my dude. And well, I get it. You know, like, we're supposed to say innocent until proven guilty.
Right.
We're supposed to think that. But if they've got charges.
I know. I know. But I don't know if his lawyer's just that good or if the judge feels bad for him because he's 80. Like, he was released on bond on his 80th birthday. Like, here you go. Happy birthday. Life. You know what? Beverly didn't get an 80th birthday. Didn't. So as part of his release conditions, he must remain on 24-hour house arrest. He must wear a GPS monitor and is prohibited from contacting the victim's family, which I don't know if he would
do that anyway.
Yeah.
He can still order DoorDash.
Well, he could from Chick-fil-A. He's not allowed to possess any firearms or consume alcohol or controlled substances.
Okay.
So why? What's the motive for him to murder Beverly Bruneau? Remember I told you that Larry was pressuring Beverly to sign paperwork to release Thelma from her mortgage responsibility. There was another clause in the mortgage agreement saying that if one of the women died, the insurance of the mortgage agreement would pay off a portion of that loan.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a financial motive there.
Yep.
Two different points of financial
exactly.
motive.
Be more obvious.
I'm sure you can imagine that this was taxing on their new marriage, Thelma and Larry's. You know, I mean, yes, Larry was a pilot and I'm sure made a good salary, but if they're anything like me, You want to cut spending anywhere you can.
Well, yeah, and you don't want your hard-earned money going to something that's doesn't directly benefit you.
Right.
It's so, like a donation almost.
So Larry was working hard to mm-hmm. try to get this out from under Thelma, so he didn't have to pay no money. But also at the time, Larry would end up getting laid off from Braniff.
Wow.
As a pilot. So he loses that money.
Yeah.
At least he didn't have all of his eggs in that basket. He was partial owner in a construction company. Remember I told you
yeah,
that?
Yeah, the construction site.
Yeah, that's one. The reason he gave why his thumb was mm-hmm. injured was the construction site. So he was part owner in this construction company. So that kept some income rolling in. But yeah, it wasn't the kind of money that he was used to. Mm-hmm. So Larry and Thelma were really pressuring Beverly to find a new roommate or be released from the agreement. Beverly was frustrated that Thelma expected to not hold up her end of the
deal.
That
is frustrating.
Yeah.
Yeah. You enter into this agreement.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah. And so Beverly just seemed like the kind of lady that you do what's right. Like,
right, yeah. And, and
be
what is
honorable,
she going to
do? Have integrity.
Be like, okay, well, I guess I'll just sell the house and move.
Exactly.
I mean, you can't just uproot your entire life because and they don't like the decision that was made.
Yeah, to expect someone to have to do that, especially your best friend.
Yeah.
So their close-knit friendship was broken. Investigators confirmed that the fire at Beverly and Thelma's house was started by arson.
Oh, yeah.
No one was ever caught or charged, but there has been plenty of speculation that Larry had something to do with it.
Well, I was going to ask, was there ever an investigation into that?
There was, and the insurance did their investigation and an appraisal. So it's a good thing that Larry owned a construction company and was able to repair the home. So the repair estimates that his company offered exceeded the insurance appraisal amounts.
Oh, really?
So it's obvious what he was trying to do, inflate the prices so that he could pocket some of it.
Gross.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This Monday.com ad was created by a team of people and AI agents. The agents wrote the copy and managed the timelines, while our human creative director made sure it all made sense. Easy. Create your own AI agent today on Monday.com.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, I've got the campaign brief ready, built from last quarter's data and the competitive landscape.
Approved. Oh, agents, where would we be without you?
Somewhere with a lot more tabs open.
Create your first Monday agent in minutes at Monday.com.
Allegedly, Larry was pressuring Beverly to sign fraudulent insurance paperwork, and she refused.
Yeah.
I mean, duh. I mean, look at the kind of person she is.
This is now his third attempt.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous.
At a financial dispute. Absolutely. So another interesting fact about Larry is that after a pretty long career, he was actually disbarred from practicing law.
Was it for fraudulent signings?
So in 2019, he was disbarred due to misrepresenting clients.
Oh.
Which I can imagine, like, maybe misrepresenting. I didn't get into, there are documents that you can find online as far as the cases. I don't know if he was sued or what happened. There are court filings about it. I'm thinking he probably made some fraudulent claims on misrepresenting his clients, like trying to get other things paid where the money probably actually went to him and not the client.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sounds like Alex Murdaugh.
Yeah, for sure.
So just one more reason to show what a dishonest snake he's been, despite looking like a nice little old grandpa.
Wow.
Larry, of course, is innocent until proven guilty. It's been reported that he was recently diagnosed with some kind of disease. I'm not sure what this disease is or what effect it has on his quality of life. But so far, his attorney has explained that the DNA match can be explained.
Oh, we'll go on then.
Because, yes, of course, his DNA could be there because they had previously spent time while working together.
Okay, in her nightgown.
Yeah.
Got it.
That was exactly my thought. Mm-hmm. I'm like, she didn't go to work in her nightgown, sir. His attorney has argued that much of the evidence is circumstantial.
I don't know about that.
Sounds pretty physical to me.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that.
And he questions the strength of the DNA evidence, of course. I mean, what else is he going to do?
Mm-hmm.
So what else can we see from the case? I mean, I would love to see him just plead guilty, but at the same time, that
denies us the answers to
exactly.
all of it. Yeah. Or he could plead guilty and then take it back.
Right.
And we could go to trial anyway. BK. Let's go.
Oh, geez. So the bloody fingerprints in the sink have yet to be publicly reported on as being analyzed or compared to Larry's prints. I'm sure we will learn a lot more as the case comes along. I'm just very interested to see what the end result will be. So I'll be watching for updates and I will update you guys as I learn. So, yeah, that's all I have for you guys.
Man, I got to tell you, these old crusty men that are out there living their lives that have been doing dirty things earlier on and then they just carry on and do whatever they want for decades.
Yeah.
We're coming for you.
Yeah. I mean, the truth will be found out.
I mean, we've got your DNA.
And that's the thing. Like in 1981,
that was not even a thought.
Yeah. I hate that we waited 45 years to really get that DNA going, but we're here now. And I mean, there's some kind of justice in that, I'd say.
I mean, it's kind of amazing that this new detective comes on the scene in 2025.
Yeah.
And we've got an arrest in 2026. That's pretty quick turnaround time.
Right. How quick they got the DNA results in the first place off of that.
Getting funding for that, yeah. Sending it off. Like, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
So, kudos to him.
So, I will be working my fingertips just finding updates for this. Yes. Yeah. But it's interesting that you ask about Thelma, because that's one detail that I really wanted to find out. But
it's funny that you were looking at Facebook, because last night when I said that I wasn't ready to record my episode, I was on Facebook looking. I went on Truth Finder. Okay, I found this person that I was looking for. And then I started looking on Facebook, all his relatives, and trying to figure out, like, answer some of my own questions. Mm-hmm. So I was down a rabbit hole, and I was like, I've got to figure this out. But
yeah, I don't really like getting the information off of like Reddit or Facebook. But I mean, at least it's a place to start sometimes, where if you can't find information somewhere else, like, you can. There's lots to be found out there.
Oh, yeah. Because so, people will post something, tag someone else. You'll see that this person is kin.
Yeah.
And
you can't always take it as fact.
Right.
So, but at least you can start there. But I just wasn't finding that. The only thing I found was that comment of that lady saying, yes, they're still married and she's still alive. So I don't know.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? Because I'm having trouble finding my person, which I'll talk about next week, but it's like they lay low and they're just kind of a ghost for the rest, because they just don't want to.
Right. And there's question, like, did Thelma know what he did? Was she complicit?
They were best friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was she complicit? Did she know? Wow. Well, that is wild, and I'm so glad he's going to be facing
consequences
for his actions. I think it's really interesting when we've got that financial crime aspect, because that is so physical. There's so much data, paperwork, so much to track down,
right?
And you can link so much with that.
Yeah.
So even if, you know, I hope all of that's allowed. I mean, I feel like it's pretty relevant to this crime. So hopefully it's all allowed in, and it's just more evidence for the jury.
We'll see, but I'll be watching.
Well, rest in peace, Beverly.
Yes. Fly high.
Oh my gosh.
Sweet angel.
Her little Valentine's cards. Are you kidding me? And they were 80s Valentine's cards, so you know they were good.
Oh, yeah.
Well, may she rest in peace. And she's probably laughing right now in heaven.
Yeah.
At his stupid ankle monitor. Well, that was great. Let's do it again sometime.
Let's do it.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Cousins on Crime. If you're enjoying the show, please rate and review wherever you listen, and consider joining our Patreon for bonus episodes every month.
Follow us on Instagram and Facebook for case photos and to stay up to date with the latest C-on-C news. If you have a case suggestion or just want to tell us how cool we are, email us at cousinsoncrime@gmail.com.
This is Amy Brown from Feeling Things with Amy and Kat. Back to school season always feels like a fresh start, not just for kids, but for all of us. It's a great reminder to create new routines and find meaningful ways to connect with our family, friends, and community. Hasbro Games make it easy to gather around the table. Put the screens away, share some laughs, and create joyful memories together. Whether it's Monopoly, Connect Four, Guess Who, or another family favorite, there's something for everyone. You can find these and other Hasbro favorites at your local Walmart, walmart.com, or simply tap the link in today's show notes to bring more play into your week.
This is Rick Burgess from The Rick Burgess Show. If you're still auto-renewing your car insurance without shopping around, you are probably throwing money away. I'm telling you, go check out Insurify. In about 2 minutes, totally free, you can compare quotes from over 100 companies all in one place. Now, here's what I love. Insurify actually monitors your rates and alerts you when prices drop, so you never miss out on a better deal. Millions of people have used it to stop overpaying, and there's no reason you shouldn't too. Do yourself a favor. See what you can save right now at Insurify.com.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.